This is a coming of age story. I'm still coming of age. But it started, in my awareness at least, when I was 14, 15. And my dad accepted orders to move to Vietnam. Now, as a family, two children, my mom and my dad, my mother was absolutely willing to do this. She was the first child in a military officer's family herself. And as such, those of you that are first children, or those of you that know first children, know that we are self-sufficient, bossy, curious, sometimes daring. My mother was all of those things, including disassociated from her physical body. I did not know this growing up. I just knew that I didn't get touched like I wanted to be touched. And that my mother was unaware of the what they call ergonomics today. And I didn't realize that really until I was quite a bit older. In any case, this story begins in Vietnam when we first moved into our house, which is a French-styled house that was built probably in the 50s. The French left Saigon in 54. Mm-hmm. And left a great deal of wonderful cultural things, baguettes, coffees, the Cirque Sportif, where we had tea dances. And in this particular house, my room, this photo was taken in 1960, my room, bedroom was right there, and right next to my room is the bathroom. And when I was first walked into the bathroom, there, I did not know what to call it, but was a strange contraption that I now know is a bidet. Now, I didn't know what to do with the bidet. I still don't know what to do with the bidet. Because within days of seeing the bidet that was attached to my room, my mother had a heavy wooden box built over the bidet. I never saw the bidet again. In the meantime, as a 15-year-old, I am following my own impulses of embodying, I now know that's part of my job here on the planet, this lifetime, and what that involved was some serious flirting. We heard a little earlier somebody learned to French kiss. Yeah. The houseboy, number one houseboy, was 22, I'm 15, and I'm doing some serious seduction. Actually, I think it was the other way around. Underneath the stairs, on the way to the servants' quarters in the back, and I am being seduced and really happy about the whole I never have understood people using the phrase losing one's virginity like you've put it somewhere that you can't find. In my particular case, it was freely given, probably not as freely as one would think today, but nonetheless, I had a heck of a time giving it away. Unlike my mother, who wasn't aware, but I was told by my best friend's mother, who heard about the situation on the phone when I was talking to Bobby. She said, if you don't cut it out, I'm going to tell your mother. And that was the end of my sexual forays, thank goodness, in a certain sense. So there's that paradox, that conflict between my mother and my own explorations that was repeated, as it turns out, in my dad's role as air attaché. He was representing the U.S. government in this, as it turns out, ill-fated, ill-conceived war. And This house is an important piece to me, and I'm coming back to the coming of age piece, because rather recently, within the last couple of weeks, a friend told me that he was going to Saigon. And I said, oh, would you look up my house? This is my house. And he did. He took a photograph. It's, I don't think it's on Google Earth, but here's a photograph, and I'll pass this around, of the house. It is still there. It now has a big, heavy wall around it. And my friend said, you can't get into the house now. It's for VIPs only. And I said, what does that, you know, it's not a private house. What does that mean? He said, yes, this house is now the office, my house, the house I grew up in, the house that I gave away my virginity in, the house that I didn't know what a bidet was in. This house is now the offices for the Communist War Museum. And I still have not figured out how do I wrap my head around that, the fact that my dad was there on this side of the war, and justifiably or not, the house is now occupied by that side of the war. The only real question that continues to rattle around in my mind now is, I wonder if the workers that go, that work in that office of the War Museum, I wonder if they have access to the bidet.